I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. What's more aggravating than getting a speeding ticket? It's getting a speeding ticket when you're out of state. And here's what you need to know about dealing with that situation. If you get cited for speeding out of state, you better not ignore it. There's something called the Non-Resident Violator Compact, and guess what? It's valid in 44 states. It means if you ignore a ticket, your home state will be notified, and it could result in your license being suspended there. Now, each state varies in its rules. For example, North Carolina has a mandatory court appearance. Ask the officer who issues the ticket or contact the county court to find out if you're expected to show up or how you can possibly waive that. So how can you avoid all this? Well, of course, don't speed. But it doesn't always work out that way. According to the National Motorist Association, Florida is the state most likely to issue speeding tickets, with Georgia and Nevada tying for second. And of course, there are those dreaded speed traps. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.